The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
You ever spend a day where you have nothing but technical issues? I've been going through it for a couple of days. And we get connected here tonight to the network. Then all of a sudden, my mouse freezes up on the computer that we use for the broadcast. So I've had to open up my Skype in another computer, which is the one I'm, you know, all my notes, etc. on. Anyway, what the heck? I'm telling you, it's crazy. Absolutely nuts. Good evening. Welcome to the second hour of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett here with another hour of protecting your wealth. And boy, has it been an interesting thing to watch. Dow Jones Industrial, although it closed up today 70 points, if I'm not mistaken, is lower than it was 2 days ago at 24,211. S&P 500 up 7.75 at 26.36, almost 26.37. NASDAQ up 36.5 today at 68.12. Oil off another 10 cents. I'd be liking that for one reason or another. $56.59 a barrel. The metals have been getting absolutely hammered this week. Now, look, for starters, it's December, okay? Yeah, a lot of jewelry gets sold for December, okay? You know, the Christmas, ho, 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 and all this business. But that's stuff that's already been made. It's stuff that's, the gold's already been paid for, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, so when we sit there and look at, rhodium is still flat at $1,400 an ounce where it was 2 days ago. Palladium in the after hours is flat at $1,005. Platinum had a down day today. In fact, at one point in time earlier in the day, it was at $899. Is currently at $893 an ounce. Silver, well, the silver and gold markets, in just a moment I'll explain to you why I believe this is all happening, but they're not taking it well. They're not taking it well at all. And here we go. Silver currently up a penny in the aftermarket at $1,576. Gold up $1.23 at $1,248.45. Now, I will share with you, that is down about $23, $24 an ounce where it was earlier in the week. And the only reason I recall that is because I had a late night email from a client, longtime client. And he has some gold pieces he wants to liquidate. And he said, this company offered him this, this company offered him this. Well, I was able to offer him better than that. And even though I was shocked at how little our supplier was going to pay us for it. Good Lord, at least pay us melt for the darn things, but they're not even going to do that, you know, based upon the amount of gold that's in the coins. And yet I was still able to beat the other guys by a considerable amount of money. I can't remember what it was, 15 bucks. But the point is, gold was up $20 an ounce higher or thereabouts than it is tonight. So in the last, this week has been hard. But I guess to some degree, I have to say to you, it's not surprising. People in this country purchase things based on the hype. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not going to get into a whole thing about Bitcoin tonight. Bitcoin has flat exploded. However, if you have missed out on the Bitcoin mania, be damn glad that you didn't go to your Wall Street broker and short it, because you would have lost your assets. That's spelled A-S-S-E-T-S, people. It's not a foul word. You can take it any way you want, but it's not meant to be that way. Last time I saw it, I didn't even know where Bitcoin is right now. I 16,000, apparently, it reached. I remember days ago when it dropped down to ridiculously low figure. It was at 13 or 14,000, lost 30% of its value and bounced back. But I also saw a report today that another $150 million has been stolen out of Bitcoin. They didn't just say disappeared or accidentally somebody pushed a button. And no, somebody has stolen $150 million out of Bitcoin. Be thankful it wasn't yours. Representative Trent Franks is resigning. Why? He apparently asked some of his staff members to have his child. Whew. That's a headline I just saw. Oh, whoopee-doo. Huh? It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. By the way, the location that I normally go to pull up my market reports as far as precious metals is concerned, it's not one for advertising. I'm not allowed to do it. I'm allowed to use and report their stuff, but I can't tell you who they are. It's problematic, because I've always maintained if it's out there, it should be out there for everybody, and let's not play the stupid game. One of the problems I've always had with quoting spot. Now, if you go to Kettle Marine Precious Metals right now, you're going to see a chart at the top that comes from Kitco, and it shows you the spot prices for this very hour. The problem is it shows what we call bid prices. It doesn't show you ask prices. Ask is what you'll pay. It's like wholesale and retail. That's not uncommon. It's kind of a sucker punch that always drives me absolutely insane. Well, let's get on about our business here, because I'm seeing other headlines that are unrelated to the Bitcoin bubble, everything else. Hit 14,000 today at one point in time. Apparently, it looks like in the aftermarket, it's already hit 16,000. Would have been great if you could have bought it at a buck. You know, you could have bought $100 worth and you'd just be sitting on a ton worth of money right now. If you could have put $1,000 in, you'd be sitting on a ton of money right now. But you're only sitting on it if you liquidate and take some of it, right? It's that simple. Each day before I go on the air, I provide our producer with a listing of what the generalized direction and content of the program is going to be. And I have unusual ways of posting some of this stuff for him. He understands it. And this is something that he can then go ahead and put up on the Republic Broadcasting website. And where did this thing go? Come on, there we go. And just to give you an idea, this is my description for him today. How soon before you become homeless? Credit card debt surges to record levels. U.S. pensions are doomed. Look to Illinois and beyond. Take the axe to Social Security and Medicare. The end, my friends, is nigh in more ways than you and I even want to think about it. Homelessness. When did we have the advent of the huge real estate debacle, 2007, 2008? Massive numbers of people lost their homes to foreclosure, to short sales, bankruptcy, the whole nine yards. U.S. homelessness, the rate has risen this year for the first time since 2010. Yeah, you won't find that in Trump's Twitter feed. Thanks to a surge in homelessness centered around several large West Coast cities, the overall rate of homelessness in the U.S. ticked higher this year, the first increase in almost 8 years. That according to a survey from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They released their annual point-in-time count on Wednesday, that's yesterday, a report that showed nearly 554,000 homeless people across the country during local tallies conducted in January. And that figure is up nearly 1% from the previous year. Of that total, 183,000 people had no access to nightly shelter. Instead, were staying in vehicles, tents, the streets, other places considered uninhabitable. The unsheltered figure is up by more than 9% compared to 2 years ago. How many of those are veterans? And yet we, as a nation and as taxpayers, continue to fund housing and shelter for illegal invaders and their families. Something's wrong with this. The increases are higher in several West Coast cities where the explosion in homelessness prompted at least 10 city and county governments to declare states of emergency in 2015. And yet, you have to look at the number of tents that they've built in San Diego because of an outbreak of disease over there. And they're having to move these homeless into tents to try to keep them, you know, away from the public, so to speak. What the heck was that? Ooh, okay. Bam, 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 bam. Maybe there's one of those homeless guys in California screaming at me. I don't know. What do you think the homeless factor is going to be now in Ventura County? I mean, I'm not going to sing Ventura Highway, although if we can find it, I'm sure we could put that on just for poops and giggles. With all the fires, unbelievable. Some of the most beautiful photographs I've ever seen, but some of the greatest devastation. I had to call my uncle yesterday to make sure that my cousins and their family were okay because they're out in somewhat of a country, rural type area. Fortunately, it's quite a ways away from the fires. 43,000 acres in a matter of hours burned up. Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. How much homelessness are you going to see there? But the homelessness crisis is only one byproduct of the burgeoning wealth inequality in this country caused by the Federal Reserve decision to pump trillions of dollars of stimulus into the market. You and I didn't gain access to that stimulus. No. The banks took the money. They were told, we want you to loan it out, keep the economy pumped, keep it going. They deposited, they loaned the money back to the Federal Reserve and got paid a better rate of interest on it than they would have if they'd have loaned it out to Joe and Sally Squinjeezy on the street. Go figure that one out. You see, central bank money printing has caused asset valuations to balloon while wages for everyone but the most highly skilled workers have stagnated. In 2014, a number of things have happened. I moved into my son's house to do a complete rehabilitation on it, and then ultimately put it on the market. And we had a black family that was renting a house from across the street. Now, they were from Detroit. His wife was on crack or something. He was a hardworking guy that developed a number of businesses that were, you know, he did carpet cleaning, he had a jewelry shop, a trinket shop, stuff like that. But the guy was always a hardworking guy. He was a BSer, he was a shuck and jiver, but he was a decent guy. His two youngest kids were just the sweetest kids, and they'd come over and just shoot the breeze with me. Part of that came about because one day, the little boy was riding a little bicycle down the street, and it you know, we've got these curbs that aren't a curb, they just kind of washed their way down into the street, and a kid fell off the bike, and he was sitting there hurting, and his mama came out, she's playing the game, and I saw this happen, and he was crying, and I came out and says, the boy all right? And she just ignored me. Pure racism. It's not because she didn't hear me. She didn't want any white guy asking her how her son was. I said, excuse me, is the boy all right? Oh, geez, don't use the word boy when you're talking about a black person because they take that as a sign of racism. I'm being a kind human being because he's a nice little kid and he's polite and he's got manners, which is more than his mother had. And the little boy looked up at me and said, I'm all right, Mr. Bennett, thank you. And he and his little sister used to come over here all the time just to talk with me because I paid attention to them. And you know, there was a stepdaughter who was kind of a slutty little thing and but anyway, as long as they were in this house, they were renting it. They destroyed this house. They trashed it. Sinks were broken. Faucets were broken. The cabinets ripped off the doors. Holes in the wall. I mean, it was horrible. Well, the people that owned it, Finally had to have them evicted. Of course, that takes 2 to 3 months for that to happen. They weren't paying the bills on time. They were trashing the house. It was a mess. Well, turns out the people, they had them evicted, but then the husband and wife who owned the house were going through some problems, and they got divorced, and they short-sailed the house, and it was a nightmare and a half. So this Mexican group of, or Hispanic, not Mexican, Hispanic group of home flippers came along, bought the house, did a marvelous job restoring it, found a couple who bought it. She was somewhat of an interior director and decorator. She'd been in real estate at one point in time in her life. They moved in. They stayed there for a while. And sometime in early 2015, I came home one day, and all of a sudden, they were gone. Somebody else lived in that house. What? They held out of the house for 1 year, sold it so they could gain the tax advantages, and they moved down to some other neighborhoods. And I got along with them okay, but they weren't the friendliest of folks coming down the pike. The couple that moved in was a young couple. They ultimately had a kid, but they were not really the most friendly. First of all, they were from Nebraska. Okay, nobody in Nebraska is friendly. Okay, I don't blame them. And if you're in Nebraska and you're friendly, then maybe these people are the exception. He was a pharmacist for Walgreens. Well, all of a sudden one day, about 2 months ago, for sale sign went up for the house. And I went over and talked to Mark and his wife. They've subsequently had the baby. The little girl's a cute little kid. She waves at me and, you know, and she laughs and giggles. And I think most of the kids do. And of course, this woman's getting ready to pop another kid here real soon. And when I talked to them, she said, no, the place has been sold. We got closing on the 10th of December. Well, they were out of here before, you know, right around the 1st of December. Everything got moved up about a week and a half early. So another couple has bought it. It's an older couple, probably closer to my age. But the point being is the amount of money that had to go into restoring that place that was trashed. How many people go out and rent houses? Renters, as a rule, don't care for a piece of property the way the homeowner would. They'll break windows. They'll drop things on a tile floor and crack it. Now you got to try to match the tile. Otherwise, you got to pull it up and replace it all. It's a freaking nightmare. So, all right, now we're facing a lot of homeless people. Maybe these are people that got thrown out. Maybe they don't have jobs, even though we're told the job market's getting better. How many programs I've done as of recent that have talked about the cost of education, the fact that these kids are getting out of school, and they're not paying their student loans back. They can't get jobs that pay enough money to meet the requirements that the federal government lays on. So all of these things are compounding. Now, for the first time, and my wife and I bought this house in 2005. We did not buy it at the height of the market. This market at the height was worth about 408. We paid 320. The market still went up, and then it tanked, of course. And when it tanked, it has taken until almost this year for this market in this neighborhood to come back. And frankly, this neighborhood's gone to hell. The caliber and quality of people that are moving in here are scum in so many respects. They don't care for their properties. The Homeowners Association can't even control it anymore. They've had bad landscapers in here for 2 or 3 years. They finally have a superb one that was doing the best job I've seen in the 13 years we've lived here. 12 years, whatever it's been, 12 and a half years now. And why do I share all this stuff with you? Well, because I'm seeing signs that make me real nervous. A little over a month ago, my son and I went to a 3-day seminar that had to do with not just home flipping, but other aspects of real estate, not to become a licensed real estate broker. Frankly, those people don't make squat for money compared to what I could do, doing what I'm damn good at, which is flipping homes, restoring and flipping. I don't want to be the technician, but you know what? I would do it in the first couple of houses to make it work. All right? Understand that. That's something I'm seriously contemplating. But I'm seeing more and more people take these classes. More and more offers are being made. Here's how you can get the money. You can get the backup. You can get this. We'll show you which forms to do. All this stuff. And they stay up on the laws so they make sure that I'm following the law. But something else has started to happen. I'm going to reach up here and I'm going to grab a handful of mail. I didn't prepare this for coming on here. But here's some of the stuff that's coming in. Disbursement Center. Oh, Wait a minute. You got a debt balance of this. Well, we'll give you this so you can pay your debts off. And, oh, it's only going to cost you this amount of money. All right, there's one of those things. You know, my debts have gotten to be a little bit more than I would like them to be, but, you know, there's some things that get handled. Now, let's see. We've got this thing over here that says, oh, hey, we're going to offer you a new mortgage. And we can get it lower priced, and we can do this, and we can do that. And we'll pay off your credit card debt, and we're going to say, you know, you can knock 80% off your credit card. Here's another one. Hey, certified benefit statement. You got this, you owe on a credit card, we'll give you that, plus an extra this. Instead of $19,000, you're only going to have to pay $6,700. I'll tell you what I smell is a rat. When you start seeing pieces of mail like this every single day offering you a new mortgage, first and foremost, I had my money guy go through and do some stuff for me a couple weeks ago, right? And when he did it, the next day I got a phone call from a credit union. Mr. Bennett, oh, this is the Joe Blow's Credit Union. We understand you're looking for a new mortgage. I said, where'd you get that idea? Well, it came up on our screen, blah, blah, blah. You know what? They're hungry. They're out there trying to nail things. Here's what I told the woman. I said, what's the rate? Oh, it's a low rate right now. I said, what's the rate you're charging? I said, well, ma'am, I got a lower rate than that already. I said, as a matter of fact, when I bought this house with a 5-year adjustable rate mortgage back in 2005, that meant that we were locked in at a set fee for 5 years. And from that point on, our mortgage would adjust with interest rates, LIBOR, a big scam out of Europe, right? And you know what? After that 5 years was over, our rates began to drop and drop and drop. I'm paying about $350 less per month today than I was in 2005 through 2009. So who's zooming who here? Man, the rates are down again. They're down the 3-something. A little tiny bit higher than where I'm at right now. But it could allow us to refinance. We could do some of the repair work that has to be done here. But you know what? Who's zooming who? We went out of the neighborhood. So we're looking at several options. Now, somebody from the 650 area code just called me. I can't talk to them. Maybe they want to know, how come you haven't called me back? I want to buy some gold and silver. Well, because I can't call you at this hour. I'm on the air. Anyway, so you got to watch out. Lots of homeless people out there. Okay, that's a real spunky one. On top of all of that, we got just a couple of minutes. We'll cover some of this. I'm not going to go too heavy on some of this stuff. You know what? I'm going to answer this. Watch. I am on the air right now, and I cannot talk to you for an hour. Please call back. That's why I did not answer. Freaking idiots. Okay. These things happen. It's unbelievable. U.S. credit card debt. There's only one form of debt that's worse than U.S. credit card debt. Student loan. Yeah. U.S. credit card debt has now surged above $1 trillion. It is just shy of the all-time highs. Student loans, car loans, they've also breached further records. Earlier this year, using the latest and soon-to-be-revised Fed data, newspapers and financial media reported that U.S. consumer credit card debt had risen above $1 trillion for the first time since the financial crisis. And ironically, just a few months later, the Fed revised its data series sharply lower, sending revolving credit total back under the so-called psychological number, at least until recently. The latest consumer credit update from the Fed disclosed that in October, consumer credit rose by $20.5 billion, more than the $17.5 billion expected. It's up to $20.5. $12.2 billion was non-revolving auto and student loans. $8.3 was credit card debt, the biggest monthly increase in credit card debt since last November's $12.3 billion. You see, when people have got credit cards that have got some fairly intense credit lines on them, and of course all you got to do is call and say, hey, I've been a good payer. Can you increase my limit? And they're gladly do it for you. Oh, yeah. They want to put you on the hook for more and more. And they figure you're not smart enough to be able to cut them to the quick before it's over. But I also know what's happening here, because the interest rates are atrocious. You know, look, the LIBOR may be 2%, 3%, whatever the case may happen to be, but you know what? These credit cards are running 19 to 25% unless you've got Stellar and you can get a new credit card. There'll be 0% interest till April of 2019. Oh, it's out there. But revolving credit has reached a fresh record of $2.79 trillion. That's revolving. That's credit card debt. Pretty sad. And yet we've got homeless people. How are they eating? Where are they sleeping? How funky are they? How smelly are they? How unhealthy are they? I'm not picking on them. There's something grossly wrong in the entire society when people don't have decent jobs. And, ooh, Black Friday comes along the day after Thanksgiving, and people who have got no business going out to buy new televisions are beating the crap out of each other at Walmart to get the biggest, the latest, and the greatest. They're fighting. They're pummeling each other to get this stuff. You've all seen the videos. You've heard the stories. Maybe they even showed some on ABC, CBS, and NBC, if you don't have cable. It's pretty frustrating. Pretty frustrating to see. I will not go out shopping on Black Friday. I won't go to the grocery store on Black Friday for fear that a couple of hungry people will get into a fight over a package of Twinkies and start pummeling everybody in their sight. I'm being facetious, of course. But you understand the economic difficulties that we're already in. We're already in. And where's it going to go? I believe it's going to continue to go downhill. I don't care what the new tax plan is, because there's some other factors here that have come into play. These are things I've been warning about for quite some time, but they're now starting to happen. And in a moment or so, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, I'm going to start sharing with you some of these things. But let me ask you a question. I'm going to give you a little bit of a teaser here. How many of you are sitting out there with pensions? Huh? You got a pension? Because I think it's where we're going to have some real problems. Pensions. Over the last 6 months to a year, I've been talking in depth about some of the problem areas in the pension world. Look at places like Illinois, Kentucky, California. And I just got a report today that California has got 11 of the 12 worst school districts in the country. California, one state. Oh, that's right. They're teaching the children of a bunch of people that have come up here from the southern border who no habla inglés and no wanna. It's quite interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting. So we're going to talk just a little bit about pensions today. Predominantly public pensions, you know, government workers, things of that nature. But if you think it's any different for private pensions, or are there any of those left anymore? Are they all public pensions per se? These are spooky things. Very, very spooky things to look at. Over at Kettle Marine Precious Metals, I want to guide you to a couple of articles we posted. Very interesting one called Life is a Stage or Several. Top of the line. Take a look at that tonight. Be back in a couple minutes as Henry beats the bill.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me, it's all gone crazy, well my wife returns from taking my little girl to school, she got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas.
She says, welcome what? Back.
I said, Texas.
You know, I've never heard that song before. About the wife coming home from school, beads of sweat, saying someday somebody's going to get killed out there. Several students got killed in New Mexico out of school today. This is just going to keep on going on. And it feeds more and more into the gun grabbers mentality. And I have to share with you, my friends, it smells to high hell. It makes you wonder if we're dealing with the MG or MK Ultra mentality. I just don't know anymore. I know that I'm tired of it. I know that I'm fed up with all of it. I know that when they come after our guns, as they're doing in Hawaii, by the way, you know what I'm talking about? Over in Hawaii, they've basically been told that, okay, you're legally a medical marijuana sales guy. Turn in your guns. We're coming for them. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with, folks. Everything they do is a stinking trap. Me? I could care less if I ever saw weed. Never liked it. Ain't starting it today. Me? I get thinking of Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake. Oh, yeah. What the heck's the name of that song? I'm going to dig it up and find it. And, I tried Jack, I tried Jim, that. Yeah, well, that's, give me some of that stuff. You know, I'd prefer it. And yet I haven't had any of that in so long, I couldn't tell you what it tasted like. Welcome back to our second set. Yeah, unusual program tonight. A lot of different things going on. And I share these things with you to give you an idea what's ahead. It ain't good, folks. It isn't good. The Vanguard founder Jack Bogle says that U.S. pensions are doomed. And people don't listen. They don't see the handwriting on the wall. But I've been watching it and watching it. Illinois is damn near bankrupt because their pensions are in such deep trouble. And yet somehow, some way, the lobbyist in Illinois got the state legislature in Illinois to jury-rig some stuff around, jack up the taxes to raise money to keep covering pensions. Kentucky wanted to, several months ago, increase the tax rate for every single homeowner to $3,200 more a year so that they could just cover teachers' pensions. What's going to happen at the end of those 2 years? Is the state going to have done something? Did the state have enough smarts to invest in Bitcoin? Can you imagine if the state of Kentucky had invested $3,200 in Bitcoin 7 years ago, what it would be worth today? How many variations of $3,200? Bogle is not optimistic that public pension funds in the U.S. are going to be able to meet their future funding obligations. A lot of them can't meet them now. Bogle has predicted that bond returns will be a paltry 3% over the next decade, stock returns not a lot better, making it almost impossible for pensions to meet their arbitrary 7.5% to 8% return hurdles. I hate to say it, folks. These pension funds better not start investing in real estate. And that's the point I was trying to make toward the end of the first half hour. Is that there's so many, if I'm getting this many offers every week, we'll refinance your house, we'll loan you money, you can do this, we can pay off your credit card, and you'll only owe this. Of course, what they don't tell you is that, yeah, they'll pay off your credit card, they'll negotiate a lower payment rate, the bank will accept it, you lose the credit card, bingo, you got marks on your credit. My credit's already been destroyed by my kids, so what do I care anymore? Just doesn't matter. The only return you get on a bond, Bogle says, is from the interest coupon. And with fluctuations in prices eventually evening out, becoming relatively negligible over the long term, given a portfolio of about half corporate bonds and half U.S. treasuries, the blended yield is about 3% today. And that's what you're going to see over the next decade. It is almost a given that it's going to end badly. Well, his sentiments on the imminent demise of public pension funds should come as no surprise to a lot of you. Any number of you may have been listening to me for on and off or continuously for a good number of years. It's bad. Public pensions today are underfunded by as much as $8 trillion. Yeah. $8 trillion. The truth is so scary that these people don't even want to openly discuss it. And that to me is disgusting. How are people going to retire? Or are they all going to wake up one morning and feel like they just lost their job at Enron? Do you remember Enron? All the employees got talked into, oh, my goodness, this is such a great, strong company. Be a part of our future and grow with us and put all your retirement and pension funds into Enron stock. And one day they came to work and the gates were locked and the doors were locked and they couldn't get in. And the company went BK. They were done. People had no jobs anymore. Their pensions were gone with the wind. What happens if all federal, state, and local pension plans decided to heed the advice of Mr. Gross? The results are not pleasant. We conservatively assume that public pensions are currently $2 trillion underfunded, $4.5 trillion of assets for $6.5 trillion of liabilities, even though we've seen estimates that suggest $3.5 trillion. We've seen others that, for different circumstances, discuss $8 trillion underfunded. This country has 15 million union employees, and they may not be so happy about supporting their political candidates if they know the retirement plans are insolvent. But you see, there's a problem with this. Your money gets paid into the union. The union contributes to who they want to support and who they want to back. The union employee doesn't get a damn chance. My wife is somewhat conservative, and she was a member of the teachers union, the Arizona State Teachers Union, some years ago, until she began to realize that the teachers union were funding every politician that stood up against what my wife believed in. She quit the union. Enough is enough. And maybe that's what needs to happen. But that's not the end of our problems. I want to see a show of hands. How many of you out there listening tonight are 65 years of age and older? How many of you are already drawing Social Security? How many of you are already drawing Medicare? Part A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I got a gal in Kalamazoo and all that good stuff. Okay? How many of you? I mean, I'm all of the above. Okay? Well, we seem to be on the precipice of giving a lot more tax dollars to Mr. Trump and his rich friends. The deficit hawks feel newly empowered. They've got Social Security and Medicare clearly in their sights. We've not prepared properly for the aging of the population. But on the other hand, the aging population has not been necessarily taught how to prepare for themselves either, have they? There's a new report from the OECD on the aging problem. The report says that the ratio of over 65 population to the 25 to 65 population is projected to rise from 0.124 in 2015 to 0.196 by 2050. I made a mistake. That was the increase in the ratio in the 35 years from 1945 to 1980. The ratio projected to rise from 0.246 in 2015 to 379 in 2050. And the ratio is projected to rise faster in the next 35 years than it did in the previous period. But the rise in the ratio in the earlier period did not prevent the country from enjoying huge increases in living standards. People were working. The cost of living was lower. Inflation was considerably lower. Jeez, I remember my stepfather. When I found out he was making 14 grand a year, of course, I was a young kid. I was, 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age. He's making $14,000, $15,000 a year. I thought, man, this cat's sitting on some bucks. But think about what 15 grand bought back then. We owned a boat. My stepdad had a 1963 Pontiac station wagon. It was a pretty cool vehicle. It was paid for. Didn't have any debt on it. My mother owned a 1950 Oldsmobile that ran like a top. In fact, that thing was a race car. It was a bomb, man. She owed nothing on it. And we're paying a whopping $225 a month in a mortgage payment on a three-bedroom home, single bathroom, wooden floors, crawl space, good-sized yard with no walls around it to keep your prisoner in the backyard. But that was a different time period. My dad was in the paving business. But in the wintertime, you couldn't paint. So what was he doing? Delivering oil. Oh, yeah, we had homes back there and still heated with oil. Yeah. Not coal, but oil. Real compensation per hour is projected to rise by roughly 60% over the next 35 years between 2015 and 2050. Real compensation, what is that, like an hourly wage? Suppose we had a 5% point increase in the payroll tax to pay for Social Security and Medicare taxes over that same time period. That would still leave the workers with 50% more compensation after tax than what they have today. Normal productivity growth swamps the impact of demographics. Fans of arithmetic everywhere know this. But we got to point out, if the robot and artificial intelligence enthusiasts are even half right, productivity will increase far more than the wage projections in the Social Security trustees report assumes. Wait a minute. How can productivity increase if we've got robots and plastic sex toys flipping burgers at McDonald's? Because that's what's happening. I think that as we began to see the increase in minimum wage in some of these states, $15 an hour in all this business. And I think I saw a piece last week that Wendy's or McDonald's, one of these places, is starting to put machines. No people to take your orders, which doesn't make any difference anyway, because most of the people that take orders at McDonald's are too stupid to get the order right. Or they no habla inglés. It's unbelievable. So these, you know, there's a store I used to go to once or twice a year to have lunch with a friend who came down from out of town. He was in Montana. He was a business associate of mine. And he was a trust officer at a bank up in Montana. And this place was bought out a couple years ago. You don't stand in line and go up there and order your food with a real person. There's 4 to 5 people that now have no jobs in that store, maybe 10 people, because you walk up to a little kiosk and you push the button of what you want. You know, with mayonnaise, no mayo, with tomato, no tomato, no, I want this kind of lettuce, not that. You know, when you're talking to a real person and you go to a store on a regular basis, they know you, they take care of you. I don't like their politics, but I go to Starbucks a fair amount. A couple of times a week with my granddaughter, we go in there to have a bagel and coffee before I take her to school. She doesn't drink coffee, but I do. And over the last 6 months, the turnover in that place, the changeover of the personnel in there. And I just found out the other day that my darling Ashley is going to be leaving. Ashley is a cute kid. They're all kids. Ashley was having a horrible time in the public high school system at this high school over here near the house, because it's now over 60% black. And of course, she's a cute little blonde-headed white girl, so you can imagine everybody's trying to muck around the front. Everybody's trying to play Al Franken with her, okay? She left the school. She found out that the Grand Canyon University had a high school graduation program. She went and got signed up in there. And she passed with absolutely flying colors, none of the problems. Grand Canyon University happens to be a college university, a Christian-based one. And I think much of it. I've seen the progress that they have made in the community, which happens to be the community right next to where I lived in my son's place. And I've watched major changes in the neighborhood as Grand Canyon University has expanded. They bought up what used to be an apartment complex that was full of nothing but drug dealers and whores. And they've taken it over and they've completely renovated. It's now dormitories for the kids. They've got 7 sports fields now for soccer, for football, for baseball, for, you know, whatever, track and field. They bought up a private golf course that was in completely disrepair, and they've restored it. So they're now making money off the public golf course in that respect. They've done a beautiful job. The expansion of that university is simply amazing. I guarantee you Joe Austin's not contributing a damn penny. But the reality of all this is we see this stuff going on. And these kids go to school and they get their degrees. And where are they going to go? How many preachers, how many televangelists can we possibly tolerate all wanting to pass the collection plate for Jesus? Because too many of them are charlatans. Kiosk to take my order. I like the personal touch. And when I go into this Starbucks, most of the kids know me. Oh, no bagel today? Oh, you're going to get this instead? Oh, Kylie must be with you. Oh, Sophia must be with you. And so based upon what I'm ordering, they can pretty much tell which grandchild is with me. Now, the eldest granddaughter now has a job there as well. Works one night a week and two nights on the weekends. You know, it's all part-time. But guess what? If things don't go right with her getting into college next year, being able to go to a physical college because of paperwork things that her mother doesn't seem to be around to do, then you know what? She's still going to get some free education out of it. Because of the hours she's working, Starbucks will pay her tuition. Unfortunately, it's an online tuition, not a go-to-the-school tuition. A lot of pluses. How much money do these kids own? They'll never be able to build a pension fund because they're going to owe so much money to the federal government for their school loan programs. They better come out the top of their class so they can get a free ride all the way through. All the way. My granddaughter should have been able to do that, but the psychological stuff she's gone through the last couple of years with her mother and her stepdad and all this business have not been good. That's reality. I'm not complaining to you. I'm sharing with you that this is the reality of what we're looking at today. Welcome to America. We're all going to be homeless. We're going to see, look, how many years that Obama was in the White House and we saw next to nothing as far as increases in our Social Security benefits. Oh, as far as Medicare? Oh, I'm not worried about Medicare. My rates haven't gone up with Medicare. No, I'm paying the same I did when I first went on Medicare. Oh, that's right. Maybe the benefits have decreased. But you know what? I use it so little that it just doesn't matter. I go to the doctor once a year. Once a year I go to the doctor. It's only because I got to do a follow-up on my thyroid. I walk out of there. I get 4 prescriptions for 90 days at a piece. And it costs me a whopping $6. That's it. So the government's taken all this money from me in one form or another. Medicare. Wait a minute, I paid into it. How come I'm paying again? Think about that one for a minute. That's sickening. Anyway, let's park all this for a minute. The future, in my personal opinion, holds much darkness for us. I don't think it's going to take 10, 15 more years for all this to start imploding. I'm not also going to say it's 10 or 15 months, but sometime in the next couple of years, 2 or 3 years, it's all going to begin to implode again. We've seen it with the Mickey Mouse car loans and the leases and the fact that all these car dealers are just loaded with used cars. The new car dealers are being told, look, you got to pick up some of these cars, otherwise we're going to lower the percentage of new cars you can get from the factory. Wait a minute, that's right, the factory's overproduced and they're having to bury cars and destroy them so they never come to light. We're dealing with that issue. We're dealing with the massive credit card debt. And if there's such massive defaults on credit card debt, who ultimately is going to wind up paying it? You and I, with higher fees, higher ATM fees, higher interest rates for those of us that are able to make our way through. Will gold and silver and platinum and copper save you from all of that? No, can't guarantee that. Of course not. That's not the reason I buy them. I do want to share this much with you. Gold and silver have taken such a bath over the last couple of weeks. An absolute bloodbath. Why wouldn't I want to buy it? This is the perfect time to buy it. I got a notification from one of my suppliers today. On quarter ounce silver rounds. I mean, these are gorgeous pieces. And I'm not even in a position to give you a price tonight, but I can do it tomorrow. And but you got to be prepared to move funds like instantly, because I can't even place the order until I've got the funds in my hand. But I mean, wholesale, he's knocking a dollar a piece off the quarter ounce coins. Pure 9999 fine silver quarter ounce rounds. I love them. I'd rather have a quarter ounce round than an old 90% silver quarter. Why? Because it's got a full quarter ounce of silver in it. An old 25 cent piece has got about half that. About an eighth of an ounce of silver in it. It's insane. I don't want that. I want pure silver. I want to know when the day comes that I got to do some barter and trading, it's going to be recognized for what it is. And I can sell these by the box of 500. I can sell them by 100 pieces. Whatever the case may happen to be, there's a wide range of some interesting things we can do. I am proud to help you. Sometimes I can be really tough to reach. Sometimes you're better off to send me an email. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the little silver bullet in the upper right-hand corner. Yes, it'll take you to our special of the week or our treasure chest, whatever you want to call it. Don't worry about that. Scroll up to the top. You got a little button that says contact us. Our email's in there. Send me an email. Let me know you're listening on the program. Let me know you're listening to us on RBN. Kettle Marine Precious Metals, we are the official precious metals representative for Republic Broadcasting Network. It's one of the ways we help support them. One of the ways you help support them, you get something back out of it. You get some privacy. You get some security in your hands. Don't buy it thinking, oh, my God, it's going down, Harry. Is it going to go down more? We should have waited. Yeah. Tell me that when gold hits $1,500, $1,600, $1,700 an ounce, you start buying it at the higher rates. You want to see silver go to 50 from the 1571 it's sitting at right now? Yeah, once you wait till it hits about 40, 42 an ounce, then buy it. Then when it comes back down, then you can whine, we got took, Harry. No, you didn't. You did something foolish. I'd like to go back and buy gold at 250 an ounce. I'd like to go back and buy it at 35 an ounce. Well, you didn't. Today is $35 an ounce. The numbers are different. Just think about it in those terms. Think about your long term. All I care about anymore, is making the necessary preparations to care for my granddaughters, all three of them, because their parents, they can't even provide for themselves. This is the way you have to think about it, people. That becomes your legacy. You can also find me at 602-799-8214. I got some calls to make back tonight, so go for the email. You want to talk? You got something in mind? Let me know. Let me get to work for you. I've been lagging a little bit, but I'm back on the game now. You take care of yourselves. I'll see y'all next Tuesday, I think. I don't know what the date is next Tuesday. I got things cooking, things going on, man. Yeah, next Tuesday is the 12th. I know what I got going on, but that's in the morning. Take care of yourself. Lots more coming up at RBN. Stick around. I'll see you in a few days. Bye-bye.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.